Here's a sweet event just in time for spring. The 41st annual Vidalia Onion Festival kicks off next week. It features a children's parade, the Miss Vidalia Onion pageant, and more. But best of all, before all the festivities begin, the sweet onions hit store shelves in Georgia this Friday. While you get your peelers and mandolins and knives and recipes ready, let's talk about the history and science behind the Vidalia onions. Joining us on the line from his farm in Glenville, Georgia, is Delbert Bland of Bland Farms. Good morning, Delbert.
Good morning.
Your farm is the largest grower, packer, and shipper of these sweet Vidalia onions in the entire United States. Therefore, there is no one in the world better suited to answer the following very important question. Did I say Vidalia right?
Yeah, Vidalia is correct. If you say Vidalia, you're usually going to cost you more money.
Okay. So the Vidalia region runs between Macon, where I am, and Savannah, roughly. And the
roughly.
Onions produce. What's that?
Roughly. It's about roughly. 20 counties.
And the onions produced from this region, as we say, are sweet. They sort of they lack that strong burn your eyes pungency that onions normally have. What makes the difference?
Well, we like to say that they only make you cry when they're gone.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
is it a different breed of onion or is the soil different?
It's both. It's actually we've only plant certain varieties, but it's approved by the extension. But in reality, it's more to do with the low sulfur content we have in our soil and the low sulfur content we have in our surface water in this area. So sulfur makes onions hot, and the lower rates of sulfur that we use in having the soil makes it much more delightful to eat and peel and handle.
So interesting. The name Vidalia onions, how reliable is that name when we see it on an onion in the store? I mean, Europe famously has their what do they call it? The PDO, the Protected Designation of Origin system, where, you know, the government is saying, listen, you can only sell champagne as champagne if it was grown in France's Champagne region. Is there any such protection for the label Vidalia onion here in the United States?
Oh, absolutely. We got a state law protecting the area, which that's what we did to designate the growing region. And then the next step, we actually got a federal marketing order, which actually endorses the state law and provides protection outside of the state. And then in addition to that, we've got the Vidalia Sweet Onion trademark. It's a felony if you try to intimidate that label in any way. So if it says Vidalia, now sometimes the grocery stores may get confused or whatever with their signage, but if the onion has got a Vidalia label on it, you can be assured it's a Vidalia.
So how do you get geared up for what must be a very intense production season?
Well, actually, we've been doing this for about 35 years now, so it's like you get used to doing it, so it's a routine. Everybody here knows what to do, and we do onions all year long. So we have, this group does onions every day. We just happen to intensify the effort and during Vidalia season because we have a lot more people working and a lot more onions that we handle each day.
How's the process of getting labor for you? Certainly we hear a lot of from farmers in South Georgia who have been struggling harder than usual to get labor, in part because of immigration crackdowns lately.
Yeah, well, actually, we decided many, many years ago to go the route of H-2A workers, which is a guest worker program, and we actually bring about 500 from Mexico under a work visa, and we transport them on buses. We have houses for them. We have housing that's certified for them to stay in, and we use school buses to transport them on, old school buses. Like, we got 20 of them that transports them back to the field and carry them to get the groceries, and we actually treat them like family here, and most of them has been coming back, too, for 90% of them has been here over 5 years. Every year they come back.
Well, in 30 seconds, Delbert, what's the way that you like to eat your Vidalias?
Well, actually, I like to put them on the grill and bake them in tinfoil. I think that's a wonderful way to do it.
Nice. That was Delbert Bland of Bland Farms. He grows Vidalia onions. The 41st annual Vidalia Onion Festival begins next week, and you can learn more about it on our website, gpbnews.org.